Weekend Breakfast with Refilo Mpakanyane on 702.
Good morning, Paul Roolof, sir. Trust you well in this cold.
Yes, just surviving. But, you know, it's been a great winter here in the House Belt. You can't complain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Paul, we, this Thursday, actually, you know what? I have to chuckle because when you sent through the note about what you were focusing on this morning, I laughed because with so much on the boil this week, the week before, heck, always in South Africa. you know, the MPC sometimes just flies under the radar. Of course, also key and pertinent to our lives, you know, our bond repayments, whatever it is. It all matters. It all has an obvious impact. But this one definitely flew under the radar. And I just had to chuckle and think, my goodness, the things we have to keep tabs on. We got to multitask. This adulting thing is a lot.
No, certainly, you know, and this is such a key aspect of our financial planning, Refilo. You know, we have to keep our close to the what's happening to inflation and what has therefore happening to interest rates.
Yeah.
And thankfully, yes, there was no change because there was kind of evidence that inflation is on the rise, but it's still contained within their target range. Now, they've got a target range between 3% and 6%. Mm. And we're sort of slack bang in the middle at 4.9 now.
Mm.
Effectively, what that means, however, is that your rand is now worth 95 cents from last year this time.
Yeah.
And it's a very technical point. You know, I think we could argue that left, right, and center, because when I bring in some food from my shopping into the household, I certainly see a little bit more than 4.9% increases on food.
Well, Paul, to that point, you're saying it's a technical point, and I would say not, because come the 1st of July, we know that households had to deal with that 14.8% electricity tariff hike, right? So it was all very theoretical until the 1st of July. And then until you're sitting there, you know, putting your electricity voucher into your prepaid machine, and you look at what you've gotten back as opposed to, you know, for that 200 Rand or that 500 Rand as opposed to what you used to get just 3 weeks before, you are suddenly feeling the pinch. I know I am, and I'm reevaluating and thinking about everything, budgets, expectations of how and where to spend. So, yes, the repo rate remains unchanged at 3.5%, and you've explained that in terms of inflation, our rand is worth 95 cents compared to last year, but then there are all these other pressures at play as well, and you think, yikes, South Africans are really, really under pressure.
Well, that's a key point. You know, we see that at the goldface when you do put your voucher into the electricity meter. That's what you see straight away from an increase. But, you know, here's the sad news. That still has to translate into the economy, which will take a little bit more time to, you know, go into food prices and other things that are affected by electricity, which at the end of the day, the consumer will still need to carry the tab for. So I'm afraid it's going to point to inflationary figures going higher. And that's the real deal. You know, the idea is to try and keep you're close to it because it affects you in terms of your household. If they nudge the interest rates up, it has an impact on your debt costs. And we know that South Africans are still very, very indebted, Refilwe. And we're still getting that form of relief now at the moment while the repo rate stays at this one of the lowest it's been in decades at 3.5. So I think that in a sense is still an up for us. We still should appreciate that. But I think the direction is sort of pointing to higher inflation, higher interest rates in the future, which is why I say the ultimate benefit right now is to nail down your debt as much as you possibly can while the interest rates are low, in spite of all these other strains on us in terms of increases.
Yeah, it absolutely, you know, it's sound advice. And, you know, if you've ever been in the unfortunate position of being repossessed, hounded by creditors, et cetera, losing homes, whatever it is, of having your goods repossessed, rather, or cars, homes, et cetera, you really want to avoid that. You know the pain of it. It's really, really difficult as well, emotionally, psychologically, everything to come back from. So the slow creep of, you know, all these growing costs, if you can keep a handle on it and deal with your debt now, you can. Actually, what we haven't touched on and spoken about is the fact that July is National Savings Month, and you know, it within under that umbrella, it's just a key message to just ram home as well, Paul. in terms of getting your debt down so you can even be in the position to save and invest.
Yeah, most certainly. And I think just take heed that the interest rates are still there, which presents an opportunity. And I would take full advantage wherever I can. You know, even if I bring that debt down by little percentage points during this window period, understand that that has a far more lasting benefit than have the MPC put the rates up.
Lovely stuff. Paul, thank you so much for that timely reminder. Looking forward to our conversation next weekend.
Thanks, Rufi. We look forward to it.
All right. Certified financial planner Paul Lisser there, just giving us some sound advice that, yes, the repo rate remains unchanged, but let's take the opportunity where possible to just drive down our debt.